Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. Unfortunately, for the next little while, I'm just going to be releasing an episode every 2 weeks. I am really sorry about that, but it's just going to be for a little while because I've just got some other projects that I've got going on right now. But before we do jump into this week's episode, this podcast is sponsored by Orange Hat Film Productions. They're a very talented group of people. They're working on original indie films and content. There's a bunch of stuff you can check out for free at their website, orangehatfilmproductions.com. They've got shorts, music videos, documentaries, and more. And they've also recently released a full-length movie, 44 Caliber. So please, guys, go check them out. That is orangehatfilmproductions.com, or you can just search their social media handles, Facebook or Instagram, Orange Hat Film Productions. Again, big shout out to them for helping out and sponsoring the podcast. Without any further ado, here we go. Chapter 12. Please tell me you can get us out of here. Lex turned to face Felix with a small scowl. He barely seemed fazed by the various injuries now adorning his body, from his bleeding lip to his torn up back and chest.
Don't you think, what was it, that I was out of my fucking mind?
Felix shrugged.
Less so than before. Well, I think you were out of your mind deciding to jump on that thing. Because of you, he got away.
Felix scoffed. Because of me? I was just trying to help. There was a long, awkward silence before Lex sighed.
You're right. I apologize, Felix. That was really quite brave of you.
Felix raised an eyebrow and smirked. Oh yeah? Thanks, he said, unable to recall the last time somebody had paid him what seemed like such a genuine compliment. His father had never been around. He had left when his mother was still pregnant with him, and so he had never had a typical role model. For some indiscernible reason, he felt proud about it, but more importantly, he was proud of himself. Hoping Lex couldn't see him begin to blush in the darkness, he continued,
I mean, what was I supposed to do, just let that thing go at you?
Lex began to scan around the room, testing the wall with quick knocks, rattling the bars, kicking at the sand with his boots. He didn't look back at Felix, or acknowledge Jeremy's labored breathing from across the room, as he shuffled from one corner of their cell to the next, searching for weakness.
You could have done a lot of things, starting with not following me down here. Having said that, I am glad you're here. You can help me.
Can't you use that, blue whatever it was and just blast the door off? Lex sighed.
That isn't how it works.
Okay, whatever, dude. So how do we get out of here?
Well, I'm afraid the easiest way is for you to kill me, he said,
removing from one of his pockets what looked like a mix between a magnum and a crossbow, and handing it to Felix, he continued.
Careful with that. One shot, through the heart. Quick and clean. Got that?
Felix held the heavy weapon in his hand with both arms outstretched. He had never handled anything more than a Nerf gun before, let alone been tasked with killing somebody.
You're joking, right? I really don't have time to explain. Right now, you need to trust me. Can you do that, Felix? Have I steered you wrong so far?
Okay, but this is freaking me out, Felix said, shooting a glance over to his pale and mutilated friend.
I mean, if you leave us, how are you going to get out of here? What if that thing comes back?
He was trying his hardest to resist the urge to cry, but he did feel extremely close to panicking.
This is all a lot. I don't want you to leave.
Lex stepped forward, gently towards Felix, put his hands on his shoulders. He stared directly into his eyes as he spoke.
I will come back for you both. We're running out of time.
He positioned Felix's hand on the weapon and directed the pointed end of it towards his own heart.
I'm going to close my eyes. Shoot when you're ready. And Felix.
Felix looked up at him from his trembling hands,
and Lex smiled back. I will come back.
Lex took a deep breath and closed his eyes. Felix had no reason to believe that this strange man from another world would come back, but he did believe him. He just hoped that he would come back before Jeremy bled out, or teeth returned. He pulled the trigger and the gun fired, making a loud bang and a flash of blinding blue in the darkness that forced Felix to close his eyes. When he opened them, colorful dots swam in his vision and eventually faded, and when his sight was fully corrected, he was all alone again. There was no sign of the man that had handed him the weapon, except for his boot prints in the sand where he had been standing a moment before. He sat against the wall opposite the room from Jeremy, separated in their own individual cells.
We're gonna get out of here, he called across the room. Just hang in there, okay?
Jeremy mumbled something in response and closed his eyes. For a moment, Felix was worried that he had died. But then he noticed the steady rise and fall of his chest moving, even from across the room. He hoped beyond hope that the man that he shot would return, and as he thought it, tried to make sense of it in his head. He couldn't. As he sat in the darkness, Felix wondered aloud, "What the fuck is going on?"
Chapter 13. Teeth fled up the stairwell and out of the escape room, changing his grotesque form back to that of a normal old man as he did so. He cursed when he saw that his door had been kicked down, and hoped that the magic he had used to keep sound escaping would keep the people trapped below from being heard by any nosy passerby. He scrawled a quick note that said, "Closed, due to a break-in," and then lifted the door up and tried his best to secure it back into position. He stuck the note on the outside of the door as he left, and once more set the door into the doorway. If anyone tried to open it, it would simply fall down, but for now, he just had to hope nobody would. He had dealt with wanderers before, but something was different about this one, other than the fact that he could use magic in the green. He had no time to think of that now. He had them all trapped, and with a little luck, there they would remain until he was at full strength. Then he would return and eviscerate them all.
Lex awoke with a start and sat up, taking a deep breath and holding a hand to his heart. He sat that way for a while, panting and holding his chest.
First time, huh?
Someone said, and Lex turned, unaware that there was anybody in the dim room but him. A woman in her 40s, small, with a large scar over the left side of her face and a salt and pepper pixie cut, stood at the corner of the room with a clipboard. She wore a serious expression, but in her eyes was a sense of amusement that Lex found annoying. Lex went to stand from a small, uncomfortable hospital bed, but she walked over and placed a gentle hand on his shoulder.
Easy, Tiger. Stay seated for a moment, okay?
I really don't have time for this. I need to get back.
I'm sure you do, honey, but being as you just died, we need to make sure you're okay.
She removed a small pen-like device from her breast pocket that emitted a faint blue glow. She went to bring it close to his face, but he grabbed her wrist.
What are you doing?
Okay, one, take your hand off me before you regret it. Two, it's nothing to worry about. It's just a scanner for anomalies. Relax, okay?
Lex let the woman go and took a deep breath as she began to move the scanner across his body.
Do you have any nausea, migraine? How are you feeling?
Fine.
Do you remember dying?
He looked at her briefly, and she paused, waiting for an answer.
Yes, I do.
Well,
she said, putting the scanner back into her pocket, where it ceased its unnatural blue glow.
You seem fine, so just fill this out real quick and you'll be on your way.
He quickly filled out the form and signed his name before handing it back and standing from the bed.
Your coat is in there,
she said, pointing to a small wardrobe in the room.
Thank you,
he said, as he hurried across the room, quickly putting on his coat before walking out of the door.
Lex ran out of the infirmary and sprinted through the dim, winding tunnels of the underground facility, taking a small detour to retrieve a cutter from the armory before he arrived at the room of doors, a long rectangular room full of one-way portals to the green. The doors would send you out into different parts of the world, but if you knew an exact location and had been there before, you could influence your transport. Lex knew exactly where he was going, and so he plowed through one of the doors and emerged on the other side in front of the escape room, the sun starting to shine its first rays of light far off to the east.
And that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. Again, should be maybe a couple weeks, but I'll try and keep everyone updated. If you don't follow my Facebook page, I'll try keeping you guys updated on that. You can just find it. It's just Storytime with Shade. But again, thank you so much for being here. Hope you guys like the story, and we'll see you soon. Also, a big shout out to my girlfriend, Morgan, who rather than me trying to do a girl voice, I figured she could actually help me out. And I personally think it would be... It's much better than it would have been if I had done it myself. So again, big thanks to her for making it sound probably 1,000 times better. So again, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time. Have a good one.